This is Shir HaShirim, Perek Hey, Posuk Zayin. All right? Yeah. Mitzuni HaShemrim. The Shemrim found me. HaSevvim Be'ir. That would surround, go around the city. Hikuni Tzuni. They hit me, they wounded me. Noses Redidim E'olai. They took my chains or whatever they were, jewelry. Shemrei hachomos, the people who guard the walls. What's that all about? Let's see Rashi. Mitzuni hashemim hasefim beir v'tevsin ganovim u'mahalchim baleilos. They're the night watchmen. They try to catch the ganovim. Who go around at night, I guess, trying to steal things. Kuniv tzuni, chovlubi chabura. They made a chabura in me. They wounded me. Kol petza loshen makas kli zayinu. A petza means a wound that's done by an instrument. A weapon. Redidi. What's that? Edyi. Guess that's jewelry. Hamerudod v'hameruko olai. That was, that's the kind you make jewelry by banging out the metal or something like that. V'chein kol inyan loshen eshes ne'urim. What does it have to do with eshes ne'urim? Hamis oinenes albal ne'ureho umavakashtoi. Oh, she's sad. What does he say? Grieving for her husband of her youth, and she's looking for him. Vakashtu, she's looking for him. Vizui hadugma. Okay, so far I don't know what this is all talking about. Let's see what Rashi says. The dugma is.
What is saying that Edie wrote it, Dr. Roka alive, saying that that was
what?
That it's hammered, that this jewelry is hammered out and everything.
Yeah, on me?
On me.
I have no idea.
I
don't know what we're talking about. Jewelry hammer either. I don't know what the point is. The Shomrim found me, and they beat me, and they beat me. Nosu esredidim olai, and I guess they mistreated me. They took away my jewelry. I don't know. That was all. Maybe all. Oh, maybe that's what it was. Amruda amruka oloi. In other words, no, it's not oloi. Amarudod v'hamaruka. That was on me. The jewelry that was banged out. That was on me. That's what it means here. Okay, that's it. Okay. So let's see what the dugma is. I think it goes back to all the dugma here. Doide shalachir menachor. This is, remember the psukim from last time. This is where he explains the whole moshul, what the nimshul is. He says, "Kishamalti rochatzi esraglai." When I said I wash my feet, for lo eftach lecha, I'm not going to open up for you. For lo oshuv min avedes elinam, I'm not going to come back. I have other ways. In other words, the moshul, the nimshul, is the Klal Yisrael saying, I'm not opening the door for you, letting you back into my life. I have other ways of life. I found Avodah Zorah and so forth. Shebacharti bo, that I've chosen. Sholach Yodo ve'heran nikmosei mimei ochos. Now here, Sholach Yodo is not a positive thing. Here he's saying the Sholach Yodo is a negative, is punishment. Yisurim. Heran nikmosei mimei ochos. He showed his nekoma, his revenge in the days of Ochos, v'hevi olav chel melech Aram, and the armies of Aram came to invade Eretz Yisrael.
What's the? Can I ask a little bit of a question? I mean, you went past it a little bit.
No.
What's the nimshol washing the feet? I mean, even though it's not a good taina, but there is a taina there that like my feet are clean. I'm gonna have to walk. It's gonna be dirty.
So
that was the nimshol. The nimshal is that I already went to Avos Gulim. Like, I already chose Avos Gulim. I could return to you, Hashem. It's not really so comparable. There's no, what's the big deal?
Pushati is kotonti, that you understand.
That's
easy. No, I got rid of this. I got rid of your ways. I'm doing other things. That's easier to understand.
I guess, yeah.
But this
that,
is.
I don't really understand. It's a little bit off.
Okay, so let's think about that for a moment. What Peshati Eskuton Ti Achochel B'Sheno?
Or maybe no, I will go to this. No, just in that first Rashi that we were reading.
Rashi doesn't even deal with that.
I was thinking maybe
that's what it means. But I got rid of you.
Why? I washed my, like, there's no taina there. Like, it's to come back. It was silly.
No, but the means.
I washed my feet. Like, they're gonna get dirty by coming back to Hashem. No. I
wash my feet. I'm not.
So returning to Hashem is gonna dirty our feet.
I consider that dirty. I found it better.
It's hard.
What? Why did I go to Avodah Zorah? Because I thought it was better.
In the muscle, there really is a little bit of time. Your feet will be becoming dirty if you go to open the door for him. It is true. It's good. You are going to have to get dressed. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's silly, but it is. They are true.
What's the question? How does this apply?
Yeah, the true tainas.
The mushal and the nimshal have so far, we've always tried to make them fit. In other words, it's not stum, wild comparisons that don't, you know. Like I always introduce, every time we start Shirim, I introduce it with the story with the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid could say accurate Mesholim, Shleim HaMelech certainly should. The Dubna Magid, the Goin, was very much Mushpa. The Dubna Magid was like the only one who could really give the Goin Musa. So he came once to Vilna, so the Goin says he came traveling a few days, whatever, all the way. He says, say a moshel. As soon as he walked in, he says, a moshel, a guy was traveling all over Europe to find a goat for milk, goat's milk. And finally, after traveling days and days and days, he finds this goat. Wow, looks everything perfect in this. He buys it. And he schleps it back again, another 5 days traveling to get home to the farm. And as soon as he gets home, he starts to milk the goat, and there's no milk. And he's mamish, what did I do? Mekachtos, what a mistake. And his wife tells him, why don't you first give her something to drink? And then give her something to eat. And then let her rest again. And then she'll give you milk. That was his perfect moshel for the Vilna Goyim. Give me something to drink. Give me something to eat. Let me rest. And then I'll give you mesholim all you want.
But you see, the goyim was right, because he gave a moshel nonetheless.
Okay. Abba Lamaisa, the moshel here. So that's what Shragi's asking. Right. That the moshel is not really Poshatti es kutonti, rochatti es raglai, and he doesn't even tell us what Poshatti es kutonti is.
Yeah, how did I see? It could be. It's not even so. It could be.
That seems to be easier. Poshatti es kutonti. Let's see if he says over here. Eklemer kvar lemadeti laatzmi drochim acherim leuchalosh velecho oid.
Could be. It is a hard. Could be there is like yeah, you have to change, you have to go back to, even though obviously.
Rachatzi esrag loshon tshuva so isha mina efes shen roitz liftoch lebal adel fisha posach kosev loshon an yesheno. Okay, that doesn't tell us anything. So that's it. In other words, I found what's wrong. Poshati eskutonte. I got rid of the garment that you gave me. You know, that's why I used to serve you. So rachatzi esraglai is. So I echoh atamfim. You mean, so what's atamfim? Because I don't want. That's it. She looks at it that when I came onto Avodah Zorah, so I look at that. I purified myself. I washed my.
So that's
feet.
How I was assuming. And I'm gonna. It's true. It's true though. It's not just how she looks at it. It's true. They will get dirty. So, the dirt floor. It wasn't like she was lying.
No, but that represents how she looks at it.
But now
she looks at. She looks. I look at. Listen. I washed my hands of you. I said. She washed her feet. I washed my feet of you. I'm not going to get dirty again. To come back to you is dirty. But that in itself is an amazing thing. In other words, the Klal Yisrael gets involved in Avodah Zorah, and they look at it as this is an improvement. This is an improvement, and the other thing is dirty. You know something? What if I told you this? Here goes. Here, Chanoch, what do you think of this? Klal Yisrael in its worst moment. They're going to Avodah Zarah. But what are they doing? They're looking for an upgrade. They're looking mistakenly, insanely, but they're looking for, and in their view, to come back to the Avodah Hashem is Rochatz Tzias Raglai, Echocha Atan Fame. I'm dirtying myself. I'm lowering myself. I'm coming back. This was, so in other words, the pshat is like this, that even though it's the most, the worst of the worst, the Ori Bal Yavor, but Klal Yisrael's intentions are noble. Klal Yisrael's intentions, I want to upgrade. They don't feel, what?
Where's everybody coming with this idea that they're looking to upgrade?
Because the, marshal that they're saying is, by coming back to you, I washed my feet, which means I found Avodah Zarah. I cleansed myself of you, and I don't want to dirty my feet. Meaning, coming back to you would be dirtying myself again.
They say they're looking to grow. They feel that they've reached the level that they need to reach, and now, like Hashem comes knocking at the door, and they say,
"No,
oh,
but
come
no,
back
but
to
then what they've reached? If they why do they look at it as I'm dirtying myself?" I'm dirtying. What are you dirtying yourself? I found other ways. I'm not interested in your way. I understand Poshati Eskutonti. Poshati Eskutonti, listen, I got rid of you. I don't want to come back. But Rochatzti Esragle Echocha Atanfim, it sounds like that in their view, they did an upgrade. I cleansed myself of this. No, but that means that the Avodah Zarah was to them an upgrade, and now I don't want to downgrade. It's a very important thing. If this is true, yeah.
It doesn't mean that
this is once. What are you fighting? What are you fighting? What point?
That they're still looking
I mean, that's the matzav they're in. They're in a matzav. They were Klal Yisrael. I'm suggesting is as follows. Hello, Rabbi. I'm suggesting as follows. Something very, very significant. If it's true. Okay.
If it's true,
I admit that's what I'm asking my friends here to help me to determine if it's true.
Could be it's true. But
What?
Could be it's true, but it's nothing to do with.
No, I mean true shot in the pasuk. That's correct. Thank you for pointing that out in your very kind
to say
way. In your very kind way. Thank you. I appreciate it. So the pshat is like this: Poshati Eskutonti. I understand. You know, I got rid of these ways. I'm not going back. Doesn't say anything about motivation or the way I view it. I did this. I'm not coming back. Rochatzti Yisrael Echochatan Feim. Shragi pointed out that what's going on? I washed my feet. That means I cleaned myself. I'm not going to dirty them by coming back. What is that? Here, Shragi, what do you say? So maybe that's Takadib Shad.
What was the original question?
Klal Yisrael views, Moshe, the Rambam does say that the original of the Avodah Zarah, you hear, listen, Chanuch, when they started to worship Avodah Zarah, the intention was good. They were looking for some way of connecting to the Creator, but they didn't know how to do it. They didn't know, so they think, oh, maybe the sun, maybe the moon, maybe there was initially. Then it got caught up, you know, and carried away, and confused. But there was a certain, so maybe the Klal Yisrael to Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael leaves Avodas Hashem for Avodah Zarah, the pshat is the Avodas Hashem they felt wasn't uplifting enough, wasn't inspiring enough, didn't elevate them enough, and they found something that they washed their feet. I've cleansed myself. I'm now on a higher plane. I'm not going to lower myself and dirty myself again to come back. If that's the case, so of course it doesn't reflect on what Torah is, but it reflects on what Klal Yisrael is. That Klal Yisrael, even in their worst moments, they're really looking for bettering themselves. And when they're begged or requested to come back, they're also measuring that by, oh, that would be dirtying myself. I can't do that. So it really means that no matter where Klal Yisrael goes, there's hope for them. And they're often just in the process of bettering themselves. I know for a fact that there are people that have done Averus just to be able to do mitzvahs with more sincerity. Why? because more sincerity. Sincerity means with more emes, with more they're feeling it. Real, not just the, but they said like this. Until now, what? No, I'll tell you. Until now, I've been doing everything because I was forced, or until now, I've been doing everything because everybody else was doing it. So I never really did a mitzvah for the shame mitzvah. So and I never thought I could do. I'm going to do an avera. Sometimes I've known people who've done big averas. I'm doing a big avera, and now when I don't do that avera and I keep the mitzvah, I know that I really am not doing this because I have to do it. I'm not doing it because everybody else is doing it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. Now, there's no justification in the world for that, that's for sure. But it does speak to something about the purity of the Klal Yisrael. That even when they go and do an Aveira, there's this desire for growth. Shragi, you're the stimulus for this. What do you think about that?
I was focusing on a different little. I didn't realize that dirty feet and clean feet have two mashmalos. One is like you were saying that it's like clean and dirty. The difference between clean and dirty
would be a good mashmalos.
I think focusing more on that it actually is becoming dirty. Like you were saying, like, why is she feeling that this is clean and this is dirty? One's Torah, one's
I think
other
that's good
not.
Enough for that, perfect
No, it is.
So I think
that's good, but I thought there was also another thing, which that I think Chanukah was pointing out, which is that it actually is getting dirty when she walks over to open the door for him.
Therefore.
So, like, what? It implies that, yeah, Taka, changing and coming back to Shem. It's going to be a little hard. It's going to be a little hard. There will be some. Like he was saying, you're gonna have to change a little. You are gonna get a little dirty. You're gonna have to change a little.
You're gonna be dirty
because you are gonna have to walk over. Your feet are gonna get dirty. The Messiah says she's gonna walk over to open the door. Her feet will be dirty. It's not gonna be they're not gonna be
but
clean
that's,
anymore.
No, but he says it means I found Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. So now going back to Hashem is gonna be.
And that's not
gonna,
in
that's
the,
because you feel this is better and this worse. Because you need to change the life. You need to
what?
To change the type of life, the people you know, the what you're doing. You can't continue to do what you like to do anymore.
But, וחצץ רגל ואפתח לחוב לא אושו מן אבי וזורה מן אבי הסלילים שבחרתי בו. So the dirty part is extraneous to the main point. That's not really the focus. That's like some. A footnote. I just want you to know that it's going to be difficult.
Exactly.
That's not the point.
It seems to be true in the Moshul. It's not the point of it.
No, so that's not really the point of the Moshul. The point of the Moshul is when I'm going to respond to you after having chosen Avodah Zarah, it's to me equivalent of I've cleansed myself. And now I don't want to dirty myself.
Yeah,
you're
that's
saying
a, that's
that
how
some
she
outside
feels.
Dirty is going to happen.
That's how she feels. That's true. I'm fine and happy.
So then
with
that's all. You have a right to say anymore.
It's different. A different point on the same thing because this thing that she's claiming that her feet are clean and they're dirty will also Matthias happen in the Moshul and the Matthias will happen.
I don't have to go so far to explain the Moshul.
You go. What
do you
if
mean?
If she feels
true.
That way, it's a good Moshul.
But it's also true.
But that truth has no relevance to what's going
on.
In
the Moshul, that was going to really happen. It wasn't just her feeling. In the Moshul, that was really going to happen.
No, but that's not what she's saying.
But it was going
to. So what? But it's irrelevant to the conversation. It's an extraneous factor.
She's
you want to write a footnote.
She's
a footnote
talking about
a Matthias
that will happen.
What?
She's talking about a Matthias that will happen. It's not like something imaginary that
she's
says,
telling
oh, it's so
him,
hard.
I found, Rashi says, she's saying, I found other ways. I don't want to come back to you.
Yeah, but in the Moshul, she's saying an excuse, which is silly, but it is true. It will get dirty. It will get dirty.
That like she'll be reunited with her husband.
Now, obviously, the feeling is also correct, but the Matthias is also true.
Yeah, but it's not relevant to the Moshul.
Why
to the nimshul, it's not because I'm saying to you, I don't want to come back. Finished. I don't want to come back. It's not that if I were to come back, I'm going to get dirty. How difficult it is. That's like a zeitig point altogether. Okay, we have to stop. But l'chore, but you're masking to the first point.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
If masking the first point is a tremendous thing, look at that.
I don't know.
You want to know what Klal Yisrael is? If you are masking, as if he was masking.
You asked me before, you don't remember. Before you said it, you asked me what he
said. I forgot.
Right?
All right. Anyway, here. Yeah. So it comes out like this. It comes out that the Klal Yisrael in its ugliest moments. deep down, they're looking to improve themselves, and they have never, in their confusion, in their negias, in their misguided state, they think that this is an improvement, and to go back would be a degradation. And Memela, that's what they're saying. Okay, we.